Motiversity family, it's Marcus Taylor, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Motivation Daily Podcast by Motiversity, one of the top 50 podcasts in the world. If you enjoy listening to Motiversity and this podcast, you need to download the Mindset Daily Motivation app. On it, you'll gain access to thousands of motivational speeches, including Motiversity's and mine. And now, with the new Mindset Alarm feature, you can start each day with purpose, waking up to powerful audios like this one.
You may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
To download Mindset, just go to mindsetapp.com or search for Mindset Daily Motivation on the Apple or Google Play Store and listen to motivational speeches while getting ready for the day. Click the link to download Mindset now and get ready to transform your life.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I need you to ask yourself a serious question. How bad do you want it?
I know you've got some doubt and you've got some uncertainty and you hate the image that you see in the mirror and you hate the way your money looks and people that you've given your all to keep walking out on you.
And every day, every single day gives you that new opportunity. So if you don't have a to-do list, get a to-do list. If you haven't planned the day, start planning your day the night before. If you don't have a morning routine, get a morning routine. If you have not identified the roadblocks, if you have not identified the kryptonite, if you have not identified the hurdles, what has hindered your forward progress, identify those things. Get up and get after it.
If you're having a bad day, it's a day to make a difference. It's a day to define who you truly are inside.
You woke up this morning to chase your dream until you catch it. And it all starts in your mind. See, mindset is everything.
Every day, every single day is a new beginning. So take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. It's a new day. A new opportunity.
When it starts to get tough, you must get a little bit tougher. So get up, carry on, be strong, and understand and know that your work is not done yet.
And so I know it hurts, and I know it's expensive. Everything you need to get to this next level is inside of you. There's always another level.
Monday, up early, go to bed late. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up early, go to bed late.
Can you do better than you did yesterday? That's all I want to ask you. Can you do better?
It is time to take control of your now.
You may be broken. You may be hurting. People may have betrayed you, but you refuse to give up. Rise and grind, baby. Let's go.
I want to know what you're passionate about. See, the late, great Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found in settling for a life that is less than the one that you are capable of living.
Get up. You got a day to conquer.
Rise and grind. You can't lay around a 12 each and every day and expect greatness to come your way. It don't work like that. So you get out of this life exactly what you put into this life.
Control, Alt, Delete. Control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negativity, period. It's about manifestation. What have I been destined to become? Wake up! There's always another level.
Life is not responsible for how you take care of your own mindset. Life is not responsible for you having a positive attitude. You're not dead. You still have life. Your heart is still beating. And the journey must continue. Stop drowning and learn how to swim. Don't blame life because you fall down. Don't blame life because that relationship didn't work out. Don't blame life because that job did not turn out. It is not life that's holding you back. You just gotta be a little bit tougher than your circumstances. You can't concern yourself about things that you have no control over.
What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets? Come on, start to write down the vision. What are your goals? What are your financial goals? What are your relational goals? What are your spiritual goals? Come on, start thinking about these things. You're still alive for a reason. Somebody died today, but you're still here listening. In this very moment, you have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity.
When you take that kind of action, when you have that dedication, when you show that kind of passion, when you put in that kind of work, you can't help but win. Because limits exist only in the mind.
You will meet many challenges. Many things will come at you. There are going to be times that you're going to want to give up, but you don't have the permission to do so. You must carry on the good fight. What good is your greatness if you don't stand on it? How can you hold on to who you really are inside if you let everything else tell you that you're not worthy?
And you got two options. You can give up or get up. This is your day. Get up and beat yourself from yesterday. What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets? Come on, start to write down the vision.
I need you to rise and grind. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I said it all starts with your mindset. See, the true definition of mindset is the driving force in the quest for success and achievement. A mindset that combines discipline, strength, confidence, and ambition is a powerful mindset.
Be faithful. Be productive. Put away the destructive mindset. Let the world know that you matter. Believe in every step that you take.
I know you've got some doubt and you've got some uncertainty and you hate the image that you see in the mirror and you hate the way your money looks and your relationships look and people that you've given your all to keep walking out on you. I know you feel stuck in reverse. I know you feel like you're underpaid and undervalued and overlooked. But listen, this is the day that everything changes. Get up! Rise and grind! Get up and get after it!
That's what's gonna separate you from the pack. You're not scared to get uncomfortable. rise and grind and wake up with a renewed spirit, wake up with a renewed passion.
Just need you to be 1% better than you were yesterday. If you can be 1% better than you were yesterday, you're making progress.
Quick question. Do you really want to be great?
Are you a grinder? Are you determined? Are you willing? Will you go that extra mile? Will you put forth the effort that is necessary to get what it is you're seeking in your life? For every moment that you have been given is an opportunity to be greater than you was yesterday. For every opportunity that is given, you got to be willing to work a little bit harder.
This is your life now. You told me, you told yourself, you told your friends, you told your family that you're trying to get somewhere. You're trying to break the cycle. You're trying to break the chain.
You must continue to find a way and make a way out of no way. Don't wait for a handout. Don't wait for someone to tell you to do it. Do it because you need to do it. Do it because it must be done. There are going to be all kinds of challenges that we all must face. You cannot live in this world without a challenge. You cannot live in this world without a struggle. Because with every struggle that you have been through, it will help you to be stronger. But you cannot give up.
You got to make a decision. What's it going to be? Failure or success? Are you going to look back on your life and live with regret? Rise and grind. Your time is now. It's time for you to make that change and become the person that you were born to be, and become the person that you were meant to be, and become the person that God sent you here to be. No excuses, no retreat, no surrender.
This ain't the time to be sitting up there feeling sorry. This ain't the time to be saying you don't have what it takes. So what do you think? You thought it was going to be easy? You thought you were going to be able to just walk in and walk out and say, hey, I'm the best of the best? You're not the best until you go through the test. You're not the best until you pass the test. So if you get some setbacks, embrace them. Sure, every day is not going to be a good day for you. Every day is not going to always happen for you. But it's always something happening. But you got to make it happen for the right reasons. For every day of your life, you must continue to believe in yourself. For every day of your life, you must have enough faith and understanding that it's up to you to make that difference count.
You got to realize your only competition is really yourself. They may be winning on the outside, but if you're losing on the inside, how can you overcome that? I'm going to tell you how you can overcome it. Shut down each and every negative thought that comes into your brain, each and every time it pops into your brain. It's a 5 in the morning, and you told yourself the night before, you were getting up today. And when it's time to get up, and your brain starts saying, no, I'm not ready yet. Just 5 more minutes. No. Just 10 more minutes. No. Just 15 more minutes. You have to shut it down and say, we're getting up right now. 5-second rule. Like Mel Robbins says, you got 5 seconds to act on your impulse or it's gone. So we're not waiting 5 seconds. We're going to rise and grind. We're going to rise and shine. We're going to rise and climb. We're going to rise and give everything we got.
So you always find yourself starting off on the right path. You start off, you're feeling good, you're running, you're doing everything that you need to do. But it starts to get harder. Things starting to push you back. Life starts to push you back. People start to push you back. Everything around you starts to crumble. You have nothing else left to give. But then you got to find something else. You got to turn on that grind switch. You got to get down and dirty and nasty if you got to. You got to do what necessarily is going to take for you to get what you want. You got to go out there with everything you got.
It's time for you to set yourself on fire and live life with passion and put yourself in a position to do the things that you want to do on a daily basis. Rise and grind. Because the mindset of greatness knows that adversity breeds resilience. And that struggle leads to its next level success and bona fide brilliance. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up. Give every ounce of your heart. Give every ounce of your soul. See, I woke up early, went to bed late. I'm in grind mode. You gotta see the sun in yourself to live in shine mode. You gotta understand it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. In due time mode. If you're not where you wanna be in your life, it's time for you to live in redesign mode, refine mode. Don't you understand you were put here to win?
Don't be afraid of the hard work. Don't be afraid to grind a little bit harder. Don't be afraid to sweat a little bit. It's okay, man.
And I guarantee you will change your life. Change the way you think. And you put yourself in position to expand, not shrink. Rise and grind. See, the mindset of greatness is obsessed with winning. And it sees the ultimate outcome right from the beginning. If you can't get up and get after it, how do you expect to win? If you can't get up and get after it, how do you expect to go to another level? If you can't get up and get after it, how do you expect to raise the championship banner on your life? It's time for you to change your perception. Because the reality is, you gotta put something in to get something out.
You're gonna have those bad days, but keep on grinding. You're gonna wanna quit, but keep on grinding. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very important part of your life. It is a decision that you have to make within yourself. No one is responsible for that. The grinder. You, the individual, the person that you are inside, will determine the outcome, whatever you're going to do in your life. So continue to grind. Grind with everything you got. Be strong every day of your life. No matter what comes your way, keep grinding and keep moving forward.
Success is knocking at your door. But you keep refusing to open up. It's time for you to open it up and let the wind come in. Let the greatness come in. You are the definition of resilient. Don't you realize how brilliant you are? Don't you realize the capabilities of you? It's time for you to do what you gotta do so you can go where you wanna go. See, the mindset of success, it has a winning pedigree. And every day the goal is to add to its legacy. What legacy are you gonna leave? When they talk about you, when they say, oh, he slept in every day to 12. Oh, she slept in every day to 12. And did nothing with his or her life. Or will they say, that's my role model. That's my hero. I look up to that person. Because they are exactly who I aspire to be. The choice is yours. It's not gonna happen overnight. The marathon continues. But you can celebrate small wins along the way. And before it's all said and done, like Rocky in that movie, you will run up those steps and you'll keep running. And you'll keep running, and you'll keep running, and you'll keep running, and you'll want to stop, but you keep running. And the day will come when you arrive at the doorstep of next level greatness. And you raise your arms in victory. Rise and grind, my friend. This is a great day to win.
Why is it so important to get up early?
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it.
I don't sleep when I'm tired. I sleep when I'm done.
The average millionaire wakes up at 4 a.m.
So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning where I'd start and I'd start with my cardio. Then I'd have breakfast and then I would go to the gym and then I'd go to work.
Some of y'all have no idea what 4 a.m. looks like.
Why would you not wake up at 4:30?
Because you're too busy sleeping in.
I'm pretty sure I wake up earlier than all of you.
We don't sleep when we're tired, we sleep when we are
too busy hitting the snooze button multiple times.
Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up.
And if we can really be honest, some of y'all don't even go to bed until about 4 a.m.
If you can get up before the rest of the world is awake, right? Before the enemy's awake, you can get so much done. You're so much more productive.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Wake your ass up.
And then they ask me, well, why are you up so early?
Take responsibility to make your life happen.
Awaken the beast inside.
Wake up at 4 a.m. So I begin to tell myself, there must be a reason.
When you have something to do, when you have someone to love, when you have something to look forward to, when you get up in the morning. See, people who have something to look forward to don't need an alarm clock because they have a reason for being.
If you want to have one of the best lives in the world, which is you live on your terms, you have to pay your dues to get there.
You've decided that you're not going to allow your circumstances to define you. You've decided that you're not going to allow the events, the things, the people, life, determine who you become.
You got a problem with your life. You got a problem with your environment. Do something about it.
If you want more freedom in your life, you have to have more discipline.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
You decided that you're not going to go through life being a whiner, being a complainer, that you're going to take responsibility for what it is that you want to create. The greatest ability that God has given humankind above the animals is the ability to choose.
On a normal day, when you are very productive, think about how much you can actually get accomplished in 3 hours. If you seriously put your mind to it, you can study several chapters for that upcoming exam. You can read an entire book of about 150 pages. You can get a full workout, shower, and take your time getting dressed in 3 hours. You can type several chapters of your book in 3 hours. What I'm saying is, you can get 3 hours closer to greatness in 3 hours. There was an article that was posted in Business Insider that said that 3 hours seems to be the sweet spot to being significantly successful. So here's the question. What are you missing out on by sleeping in? Everything. What are you giving up by sleeping in? Everything. What are you gaining by sleeping in? Nothing. What are you accomplishing by sleeping in? Nothing. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're saying to yourself. You're probably wondering, well, who wakes up early? Well, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, wakes up early. Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, wakes up early. Andrea Jung, the CEO of Avon, wakes up early. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, wakes up early. Dwayne The Rock Johnson wakes up early. What about you? What time do you wake up? You're missing out on precious moments and opportunities to get things done. You've heard the excuse, I don't have enough time in the day. Or you might have heard people say, I wish I had more time. My question is, what are you doing with the time you have? Better yet, if you claim that you don't have enough time, what are you doing to create time? What areas are you willing to sacrifice to produce more time? The truth is, you have the time. However, you may not be using it wisely. Well, guess what? Elon Musk has 24 hours. Beyonce has 24 hours. LeBron James has 24 hours. Warren Buffett has 24 hours. Bill Gates has 24 hours. Jeff Bezos has 24 hours. Mark Zuckerberg has 24 hours. You also have 24 hours. Everyone has 24 hours per day, but some seem to be more successful than others. You know why? Because they value time and know how important time is. And if they feel that they don't have enough time, they don't mind sacrificing other things to create more time. So if that means you have to wake up at 4 a.m. to gain 3 more hours in your day, then that is what you will have to do. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is, if you want to be successful. If not, keep sleeping in until 10 a.m. or later. 5 years down the line, you're going to find yourself in the same position you're in now. If not, you don't have to listen to anything else I'm saying to you. But I just figured that I was talking to someone that wants to succeed at all costs. Someone that wants to pass their exams. Someone that wants to make it to the level you didn't even know existed. I want you to try it out. For one day, just one day, wake up at 4 a.m. See how much you can possibly accomplish in those 3 or 4 hours. After that, wake up the second day at 4 a.m. Do the same thing. After that, do it for a week. After that, do it for 21 days until it becomes a habit. Challenge yourself. That is the only way you're going to do better.
You know when you are guilty of wasting time and laying in bed and you're being lazy. You know it. Whether that was 7 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning, you know it. You have to start the cycle of waking up early by waking up early.
Success is not convenient. You have to do what is required to accommodate success.
Holding the line. Maintaining the standard. Giving no slack, none. That's the discipline.
There are opportunities that are going to come your way. And there might be some other things going on. And you have to make a choice. You have to ask yourself the question,
what do you want? Because if you don't know what you want, nothing else matters.
How I'm about to use my time, is it positive? Is it purposeful? Is it leading in the direction of where I'm going and the meaning of my life? Is it productive? And is it profitable.
But when you know what you want, E, why do you wake up at 3? Because I know what I want.
One thing that discipline definitely does help you with is it helps you get things done. And when you get things done, when you actually do things, you have more success.
I wake up, boom, and I go pursue it.
Big part of success is just not being lazy and just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like 90% of it is just showing up.
And if I look at the best of the best, whether it's in business, in science, in the arts, in sports, these are people who have trained their brains to show up in discipline. And getting up early is not only an incredible competitive advantage, because most of your competitors are asleep, but getting up early is a great gift to give yourself. You get more life.
College is all about time management. Getting ahead of the curve, because it's so easy. That's what happens with kids in college. That's why they don't do well, because for the first time, there's no one tracking them. No one's imposing discipline on them. You have to have, in order to do well in college, you have to have self-discipline, because no one's going to tell you to start that paper that's due in 6 weeks. No one's going to tell you to start it tomorrow.
Get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day. If I only worked out when I felt good, I'd be a fat, because there's a lot of days I don't want to do it. It's pretty much the same with everybody that actually gets good at something. There's got to be those days you push through.
You need to get the time management going. You need to get a disciplined time management schedule. You need to get ahead of the curve as early as possible.
And they're probably going to be more numerous than the days you don't. And so the benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done. I always say that I'm like the most lazy, disciplined person I know, because I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I always do.
Do you want to be an artist? Do you want to be an engineer? I don't know, but I want you to start the year off. We're not talking about, you know, fake dreaming and just writing goals down and be doing it. I'm talking about knowing what you want, because when you know what you want, that's where the drive comes from. That's where the passion comes from.
When the thing is done, when the discipline has been implemented, remember what that feels like, and then remember that those minutes and those hours, they turn into weeks and months and years, and holding the line in those critical minutes will put you in an infinitely better place, physically and mentally, if you maintain the discipline.
If I don't have my morning routine game, I feel, you know, out of sorts. So I think it's true for everybody. You got to own your morning. You got to win it, because that starts and sets up everything else. People need that discipline, those routines that will help the rest of their day go better. Get some momentum and be okay if that momentum is really small, because it will build. Trust that that momentum builds, and trust that those gloomy and bad, dark days, trust that those are going to be there. Honor the difficulty. When we honor the struggle instead of hate the struggle, we can really achieve extraordinary things, because our mindset's in the right place.
Now, the first night, you're gonna have a hard time going to sleep. What you do is the next morning, you wake up early anyways. That first night, you only got 5 hours worth of sleep, and now you're tired throughout the day. Good. Because then when you get to bed that night, you will turn off that computer. You'll be able to go to bed earlier like you wanted to.
You can live on 6 hours sleep. So you have 18 hours. You have 18 goddamn hours. I want to know what you're doing with your 18 hours. Because you can work your 9 to 5, and that's 9. And you can travel for an hour here and there. Respect. Nice little solid commute. Oh, you want to be a family man? Mazel tov. You can spend 2 hours with your kids. What are you doing with those other 5 hours? You're watching House of Cards. You're playing Madden. You're relaxing from the other intense 10. Gary, I already spent 11 hours. Well, great. Then don't complain or want more. Respect that by getting rest and this and that, you were giving up opportunity to go into a new world. You want the audacity to have a 1% life. Let's call it what it is. You want to live as well as the 1 to 2% in the world. It's not very complicated. The math is very raw. Like, you, if you want to have one of the best lives in the world, which is you live on your terms, you have to pay your dues to get there. And you have to be lucky enough to figure out that you had talent in the thing that you actually want to do. Because you can work 24 hours a day, and if you stink at golf, or you're not a good content producer, or your logos look like the shit I would make, then you're gonna lose. So that's what you gotta do.
The most important thing you can do is win the morning. Just win the morning, man.
It is not easy, but it is worth it.
As John Henrik Clark said, powerful people cannot afford to educate the people that they oppress. Because once you are truly educated, you will not ask for power, you will take it. I have the chills right now, and I want everyone listening to this to really think about that. Power is not given, it is assumed. If you want something in your life, you've got to become capable of taking it. And that's the whole point behind getting educated. Don't think about education as flipping through a bunch of books. Getting educated is about gaining knowledge, knowledge that has utility, knowledge that can be put to use in service of something. But you've got to know what that in service of is. What are you trying to do? Why are you trying to educate yourself? And are you waiting? Are you asking politely if you can be educated? Or are you grabbing the things that you need in order to learn and insisting of yourself? Insisting of yourself that you gain that knowledge, that you begin to empower yourself, that you build yourself into someone who cannot be conquered. And as Walt Whitman said, I live to be the ruler of life, not a slave, to meet life as a powerful conqueror, and nothing exterior to me will ever take command of me. Now, if you're gonna live by those words, you are going to have to empower yourself. You are going to have to become capable of something tomorrow that you are not capable of today. And the only way to do that is to educate yourself. But don't get trapped in other people's definition of education. Education is not sitting blindly in a classroom. Education is not simply working your way through Wikipedia. Education is about understanding what you're trying to accomplish and getting the knowledge that you need in order to bend reality to your will. And this is the thing that drives me crazy about how people approach education. At the end of the day, knowledge, skills, they are designed to have real world impact. They are designed to give you the ability to do something that influences this world. They are designed to make you capable of something that you weren't capable of before. When it is blind learning, when you think it's to impress your parents or to get an A on the test or to make your manager at work happy, you have already lost. The point of knowledge is to make sure that you can close your eyes and envision a world. Open your eyes and then make that world come true. The point of knowledge is to control your own life. Never forget that.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.